And this is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large is Katie Hendrickson. Welcome three guests to the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Hello, my name is Tony Salar-Verdú. I'm a bassahump and a clarinet player. We do early music, so we play with original instruments, and that's what we're going to do here in Fayetteville.
Yeah, I'm Marie Ross. I'm originally from Arkansas. And our group is called La Vera Costanza. We play in a basset horn trio with historical instruments. So we're playing an all-Mozart program with instruments that Mozart would have heard.
And I'm Philippe Castejon. I'm come originally from France and play with La Vera Costanza since a few years already. I enjoy it.
Tony, Marie, and Philip are La Vera Costanza, and the trio is based in Cologne, Germany, a city that some say is the European capital of early music. The ensemble has been together since 2009, and they'll perform tomorrow night at 7:30 inside the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. Yesterday, Katie asked the musicians about their instrument of choice, the basset horn, a bent ancestor of the clarinet.
The basset horn is a very special instrument. It's the lowest of the classical clarinets from the classical period, and it has a range of four octaves, which makes it capable of playing three equal instruments in a trio.
We have three voices, so I play the high one, who is could be like a violin part. Philip plays the middle one, like a viola, and Marie plays the low one, who is the cello, so we can almost play like a string trio.
Yeah, exactly, but with one instrument. Yeah.
And why were you guys drawn to the basset horn?
The basset horn, it has a very special sound, and Mozart used it a lot in his music, and he used it in the Mozart Requiem. You might have heard that piece, and it also has a lot of Masonic symbolism. So it was the favorite instrument of the Freemasons, which was a secret society back then. And Mozart was a Freemason, and Mozart's favorite clarinetist, Anton Stadler, also a Freemason, and the instrument maker who built these instruments was also a Freemason. And so whenever Mozart's writing a piece with Masonic symbols, like the magic flute you might know about, who has a lot of Masonic themes, he uses basset horns in that piece. He also wrote a Masonic cantata that uses a trio of basset horns. And it's very interesting because it has a bend in it, which is exactly 120 degrees, which is very symbolic to them, because if you think 120 is an inverse of 60, so it creates, there's a lot of hidden angles in the basset horn. And actually that was necessary because it can't be a straight clarinet, because it's too big, actually, to make this huge range. It's too big, so it has a bend in the middle, so you're able to hold it.
Do you have an idea why it's such the Masons had such a strong inclining to liking that instrument specifically?
Do you have any ideas?
I guess it's because the form.
The form was very interesting to them. And also, you're able to play trios, and three was very symbolic to them. They used three a lot. And, they like the sound. It's a very unusual sound. And at the time, it was also a very unusual instrument to be able to play because it was expensive, and there weren't many players who had it, so it sort of went along with this secrecy of the Freemasons.
What instruments do you play? Have you guys played other than the basset horn?
Well, we are specialized on period instrument, period clarinets. Then we play clarinets from the Baroque time to the late Romantic time. It means really many different kind of clarinets, and
Yeah, and even a little bit beyond. I mean, if there's the instruments are very relevant to us if the music will sound different on the instruments from the time. So people are even playing up to Stravinsky on the original instruments that they would have used. So we have to switch back and forth all the time. Maybe one day you'll play Vivaldi or Haydn or something, and then the next day you're playing Richard Strauss or Wagner. And so it's an interesting experience.
Well, great. Let's go ahead and we'll get your instruments out, and we'll be able to hear some music from you guys.
Yeah, great.
Yes.
You guys are ready?
Yep.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and just what piece is this that you're playing right now?
This is the Allegro, the first movement from Divertimento No. 1 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Thank you.
Music ensemble La Vera Costanza inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio yesterday afternoon with Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson. They'll perform tomorrow night at 7:30 inside the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. You can learn more about the trio at laveracostanza.com.
A listener-supported service of the Department of Journalism and Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas, this is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, Papa, Oklahoma.
Papa, Oklahoma?
Yep.
You're very proud of this one. Where is
yes.
Papa, Oklahoma?
It is west of Fort Smith.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Never heard of Pawpaw, Oklahoma.
There you go.
Like
that
it.
Is my goal, to teach you the new towns.
I like that. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. The phone numbers you can use to call our phone volunteers.
Yes, and we would like to thank the lovely and talented Kate Oxford, who is answering phones for us this afternoon.
We appreciate her efforts and everybody else who has come in and answered phones for us. And, of course, everyone who has contributed online and called in. 800-522-5823, 575-5823. If you've never called in before, you can do so as a first-time contributor and have your first-ever contribution matched up to $1,500, thanks to Charles Wilkins and Ingrid Fritsch, who have made a $1,500 new contributor challenge. So when we meet that, when we get $1,500 combined from new contributors, it's worth $3,000 to KUAF. Thank you so much, Charles and Ingrid.
Thank you very much.
You know, we just heard a performance in the Furman Garner studio.
Yes.
The Basset Hound. Not the Basset Hound.
No.
The Basset Horn.
Yes, horn.
Basset Horn. One more instrument we can put on our list that has
right.
been played inside Furman Garner Performance Studio.
I need to find this list.
I have the list actually on my desk.
Okay, I knew it was around.
In the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. And it includes bagpipes. It includes castanets and violin, fiddle. There are
drums,
several. Drums, you bet.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things in this new studio, it's almost 3 years old now, that we've been able to do. We love having live music in Furman Garner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things we like to do on Ozarks at Large mm-hmm. that makes us a little bit different, perhaps, from any other radio show you're going to hear during the day.
Absolutely, because we can bring you local music as well as some traveling musicians from time to time when they have time to stop by. One of my favorite interviews, I think, this year, Time for Three, the classical ensemble from Northeast, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing at the Walnut.
From Philadelphia.
Yes, thank you. From Walton Art. They were playing at the Walnut Center, and they had time to stop by. They were in town a couple of days. They did some outreach at local schools before their performance, and those three gentlemen were lovely to have in. So, you know, traveling musicians as well as the local ones, we like to have people in when they have a new CD release and things like that. But I think we're very fortunate that we have this awesome space to have that. And hopefully bring you something a little different.
If you appreciate our attempt to bring you something different every day from noon until 1 and then again 7 until 8 at night, as well as 9 a.m. Sunday mornings, please understand that Ozarks at Large, just like All Things Considered, Morning Edition, and Talk of the Nation, is here because of your financial support. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823.
Or online at supportkuaf.com.
And you decide the amount, you decide the value. And when you pledge, whether it's on the phone or online, you can tell us what you think of the station and
Absolutely.
What you like and what you'd like to hear.
Comments, suggestions.
Exactly. There's a big box on the online form. Mm-hmm. And many people have been writing, and we read every one of those.
Yes.
I promise you that. 800-522-5823 or online at 575-5823. No, online is
supportkuaf.com.
That's right.
Kyle needs some sleep.
Yes, maybe so. Let's see. It's going to be clear tonight. Lows will be from the mid to upper 30s in northwest Arkansas to mid 40s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs from 68 to 73. Trick-or-treat weather will be clear with lows in the mid 40s. That sounds like a perfect trick-or-treat
forecast.
That
sounds really good.
Yeah.
Can I go trick-or-treating?
You can try.
Is this one of those things where I have to borrow a kid to do it?
Maybe. You know, I grew up in a very small town, and I never went trick-or-treating.
You never went trick-or-treating?
It was a small town. I mean, and
there really weren't any neighbors.
Right. There were no real neighborhoods.
Oh.
So we would have a festival at the school or whatever, but I never had any experience. Anyway, 800-522-5823. You can make it up to me right now by contributing to KUAF. How's that? You can contribute online at supportkuaf.com or call 800-522-5823. Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We will be here again tomorrow.
Halloween!
With a brand new edition of Ozarks at Large from the Richard B. Atkinson Studio. That's tomorrow at noon on KUAF. Thanks everyone for calling in so far. And we do appreciate it. It's 1 o'clock.